This week, fighting rages in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo city of Goma as the M23 rebels clashed with the Congo military. Residents are fleeing the city and the humanitarian crisis is deepening. In Kinshasa, protesters opposing the advance of the M23 attacked embassies and set buildings on fire. What will it take to end the violence? Straight Talk Africa starts right now.
Welcome to Straight Talk Africa, coming to you from my headquarters in Washington, D.C. I'm your host, Peter Clotty. The world is witnessing Eastern Congo spiral into chaos and violence. Many people in the city of Goma are leaving their homes facing uncertainty. The region is in crisis. Among the significant problems are severe food shortages, looted aid, overwhelmed hospitals, and the potential spread of disease, according to the United Nations. Eastern Congo is mineral-rich, but has been plagued by fighting since 1994 Rwandan genocide. A virtual summit of heads of state of the East African Community, or EAC, is supposed to take place on Wednesday at the initiative of Kenyan President William Ruto, who is the current president of the community. But the president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Felix Tshisekedi, will not participate in the summit due to scheduling reasons, according to his spokesperson. It's now time to bring in my guest for more insight into this very fluid, violent situation. From Kampala in Uganda, I'm joined by Jean-Paul Ruhosha, Executive Director of Congo Today. And from Kansas City, Missouri, in the United States, I'm joined by Mole Gwazihindura, an analyst and former spokesperson of Congolese President Joseph Kabila. Gentlemen, welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you.
Jean-Paul, let me come to you first. The president of Congo, Felix Tshisekedi, will not participate in the virtual summit of heads of state in the East African region. What are your thoughts?
I think it's wrong. How not? Why not? I think the way it should be to resolve the issue should be peace way and a diplomatic way to talk about the people that are there. That it's the wrong thing to do. As you know, the Goma is already captured. So he should be going there. My thought is that he should be there. He should be in Kenya.
Molegwa, let me come to you in Kansas City. What are your thoughts?
Well, again, unfortunately, I think it's a missed opportunity, because I believe that between the warring parties, it's a very good thing, you know, to talk. Now, I think the problem sometimes is exactly what is going to be the outcome of these talks. Maybe Kinshasa is these talks. And plus, you know, I think there's a lot of mistrust between Kinshasa and the East African community. But that does not warrant the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo not to participate in as important a meeting as this one.
Well, some people are suggesting that there have been a series of efforts to try to resolve this problem. The African Union backed Angola, known as the Angola effort or the Luanda peace process. It has not yielded the fruits that it's supposed to yield, which is easing political tensions between Kinshasa and Kigali, and the fighting keeps flaring up. You were the spokesperson of the former president of Congo. You faced a similar situation when your former boss was in office. How were you able to handle it during those periods?
I think there were two things that we did. One was the willingness of President Joseph Kabila to talk, you know, to have a dialogue with the different parties, including President Kagame, including President Museveni. The second thing was the reinforcement or the capacity of the armed forces to be able to fight. And as you know, the M23 that are fighting now had been smoked out by President Kabila. So we use the same system as they use in Rwanda and Uganda, where we were talking genuinely with our counterparts. And you are not seeing this in Kinshasa. There's a lot of bad rhetoric right now coming from Kinshasa, with the president of the Democratic Republic of Congo saying that he cannot meet President Kagame until they meet in heaven. That's a big mistake.
Jean-Paul, let me come to you. Why do you think diplomatic efforts made by the East African community, the African Union, and even the international community calling for a ceasefire appear not to be working?
It's a very important to me. Especially to the government of Kinshasa. The government of Kinshasa, they are not able to fight as they're trying to do. Second, the cause of these people, M23, are regimic cause, a cause that it's a reject. It's a cause that they are fighting to get to leave, to have the country. As we were talking in a few minutes ago, I just come from Mbarara to check for the people who are refugee, who are from the same tribe of those who are fighting for M23. The president Tshisekedi himself has said that he's. They are Congolese. M23 are Congolese. Why don't you sit down and talk with the people, your own people, to resolve it without fighting? Look at the consequences we just had in Goma. The Goma just been captured by M23. We just lost a general who was doing his job, who was a governor. We just lost a lot of people. And the country, economically, the country, it's going backward instead of developing the country. I think that Kinshasa has interest to resolve this issue diplomatically.
Molegwa, why do you think there appear to be so much distrust between the administration in Kinshasa, the administration and the administration in Kigali, as well as the East African community? What is the drawback here?
Well, there are several factors. One, I think, is the from the government in Kinshasa, because if you look at what is happening right now, the ingredients for this war, as I had told you before, the M23, contrary to what my friend says, it's not that the Congolese army does not have the capacity to fight. They do. They do have the capacity to fight, but you cannot fight unless you are led by somebody. But despite that, we saw the courage of the Congolese armed forces, even though the army command, the military command in Goma had been dismantled. But you saw how they were able to resist. By themselves against a superior army. Now, having said that, I think the one problem, the ingredients for this war, I think you need to look at President Tshisekedi. Because as I had mentioned before, the M23 had been smoked out, and he brought them back into the Democratic Republic of Congo. The second thing is that there's not a military officer and political opposition who are being imprisoned. His efforts to try to change the constitution and so on and so forth. I think these are the issues that are at the heart of this war. Now, if it's about the identity of the M23 not being accepted as Congolese, I don't think that is true. We all know that this is not true. We all recognize that the majority of the people fighting within the M23, they are Congolese people. I think this is an excuse being used by the other side in this war to say that there's an identity issue. There's nobody in Congo who is right in his mind or her mind that believes that members of the M23 are not Congolese people.
Jean-Paul Rocha, let me ask you this, because there have been concerns in the eastern part of the country that with the control of M23 of Goma, moving on about 1,000 kilometers to Kinshasa might not be too far-fetched, and it has happened in Congo before. Do you think those concerns are legitimate?
Yes, and I think there is no anything that is going to stop them. As you see, from Goma to Bukavu, it's very near. Actually, right now they're in Karehe. Karehe, it's a very near to city of Bukavu. Actually, they're in South Kivu right now as we are speaking. It's a very possible that they are going to capture Bukavu. Then after Bukavu, I don't see anything that is stopping them to get in Kisangani. When you get to Kisangani, it's easy to get in Kinshasa. It's a very possible. Two things that it caused all that. I think my friend will agree with me. One, the soldiers are not motivated as they should. The leader of them, of the country, I don't think he understood what it is, what it takes, because he never been a soldier. He think he can do it as he can do, but it's a very easy. Ego, I just saw the map. It's a very easy to get to Kinshasa because it happened before. 1996, they marched from Goma to Kinshasa for in 7 months, only 7 months. And as like you saw last time in Goma, it took them, what, 2 days to capture the whole, the number three biggest city in the Congo, which has all those minerals and the resources and the biggest missionaries, the biggest people that the soldier from South Africa, from Tanzania, from all over the places that he got them, but they couldn't manage to stop them. And as you saw the video, they're just passing. The soldiers are going to Rwanda, are freeing to go to Rwanda. And they have been the way they are being welcomed over there and everywhere. So I think it's a very concern that M23 might get to Kinshasa easily.
Omolegwa, concerns about the M23 possible march to Kinshasa because of the election dispute. Some have argued that they are even a political, they are the military wing of a political organization led by Corneille Nangaa, who was the former chairman of CNE, the Electoral Commission in Congo. So now this is more political than it is, military. Is that legitimate?
Well, I think you need to go back to what I previously said about the ingredients of this war being brought about by President Felix Tshisekedi because of his dictatorial manners now.
Well, it's difficult to call him, dictatorial manners because he was legitimately elected by the people of Congo, although some of his critics say no. But, he is the president of Congo.
Well, many dictators around the world were elected. After they became elected, they became dictators. Look at Hitler. He was elected. But what is happening here is a problem, the biggest problem here is, look at the situation of Corneille Nangaa. All these people, like Corneille Nangaa and all these other people who are part of this AFC, which is now be seen as a political wing of the M12, and in fact, for the AFC, the M23 is not a very popular organization in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The M23 is not a popular organization, but they have been able to get life, political life, from Corneille Nangaa because many people are joining Corneille Nangaa because of the dictatorial practices by the government of President Tshisekedi. For instance, now today, in Kinshasa, so many politicians, the example of Seth Kikuni, who is arrested, he's in prison because of his opinion. And unfortunately, he's brought about this on himself. But the M23 in itself is not a very popular organization. And nobody in the Democratic Republic of Congo, including myself, trusts that M23 would get to Kinshasa and put in place an inclusive political system. They will not. So it would be.
All right, it's time for a short break. When we return, we'll continue our discussion on the conflict in Eastern DRC. Stay with us.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Health, wellness, sport, beauty, medical breakthroughs. Healthy Living cares about your well-being. What are the main health concerns in Africa and around the world? Find out the latest on coronavirus. Connect with our experts and ask them questions.
How long does the virus stay?
Join me, Lino Khmudu, in Washington, every week on Healthy Living, right here on VOA.
You're watching VOA's Red Carpet. My name is Jackson Vunganyi. Thank you so much for joining us each week right here on Red Carpet. We bring you the latest in...
Welcome back. You are with Straight Talk Africa, coming to you from our headquarters here in Washington, D.C. We are discussing the conflict in Eastern Congo that is unraveling as we speak. My guests are from Kampala in Uganda, Jean-Paul Ruhosha, Executive Director of Congo Today, and here in the U.S. from Kansas City in Missouri, I'm joined by Mulegwa Zihindura, who is an analyst and the former spokesperson of Congolese President Joseph Kabila. So, let me come to you, Jean-Paul. Do you think this conflict can be resolved?
Yes, can it be, diplomatically. We don't need the more death. We need the President Tshisekedi and President Nanga from IFC to be together, and the commander of all these groups, M23, other everybody, to be together and talk peaceful way, and then we can resolve it. Yes, it can be resolved, but all of this, the issue is President Tshisekedi, who doesn't agree to sit with those labels. That's where the problem is, but it can be resolved.
Mulegwa, can this be resolved?
Yes, of course. Of course, this can be resolved. There's a lot of issues at play here. It's not that simple issue here today. The first thing that needs to be done is that President Tshisekedi needs to stop his ambition to change the constitution, because many people are joining this fight because they know that President Tshisekedi wants to change the constitution. And the idea for him here is to stay in power forever. I think this can be resolved if he can stop this. The second thing that needs to be done is he needs to release all these political prisoners. There's a lot of political prisoners because of their opinion in Kinshasa. These people need to. He needs to release all these military officers that have been arrested for almost nothing. Now, the second thing that needs to be done after doing this political work that needs to be done is that, yes, President Tshisekedi needs to have talks with Nanga and the M23 people. You know, he should not be categoric about saying, I'm not going to talk to all of these people. He should not be categoric. And this is where I want to address a little bit the issue that my friend who's living in Kampala said, the issue of the army being able to fight. I think the Congolese army has shown that they have the capacity. Because, you know, yes, now the M23 and their allies control Goma right now, but they did find it was a big fight on their hands. They did have a big fight. Even though M23 controlled the major strategic places in Goma, You know, there's still a few little pockets of resistance. And the army did fight without any central command. So they do have the capacity to fight, but the government in Kinshasa cannot abandon the armed forces that they have. And as they have abandoned the armed forces, you know, and they never gave the armed forces the mandate to fight in Goma.
Officials of the government have denied that the military has not been giving the political and logistical support to, you know, to push back on the advance of the M23 or other armed groups, as you know, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. You have a plethora of militia groups, including Mai Mai Simba, Mai Mai Yakutumba, Mai Mai Zebra, and all other in Bundundu and elsewhere. So the government is saying that, well, they have the political will. They've backed these armed forces. You talked about their capacity. Why are we not seeing it on the ground?
So this is what I'm saying, is that the late military governor of North Kivu said, and that's probably what cost him his life, he said it clearly, and he said he has not been given a mandate to fight. The mandate was given to him by the government. Soldiers follow orders from the politicians. And he said this. He said, my mandate is to observe the ceasefire. And there was no ceasefire per se. I mean, they were not given the mandate to fight. So the government in Kinshasa can say whatever they want, but they had not given the mandate. They had not given the appropriate logistics to the armed forces to fight. There's a lot of issues here, you know, that can be said. But the Congolese army is very patriotic. They love their country, you know, like all of us love our country. And they will fight against any aggressor. But no soldier can fight unless they have the political support of the leaders. And they did not have the political support.
Well, Jean-Paul, the officials and supporters of the administration in Kinshasa have denied rumors or accusations that the president plans to amend the constitution so he can stay in power in perpetuity. They said these are just allegations to make the government unpopular and to ensure that his political rivals, you know, will have an advantage. But what are you seeing on the ground?
What I'm saying is that he wants to do that. Like my friend Mregwa said, exactly, that's what he wants to do. He wants to change the constitution so he can stay longer than it's supposed to be. That I agree with him. And one of the calls of the people to move from the government and the military, FRDC, are that they're seeing the president, he's going to change the constitution so he can stay for longer. Yes, that's true. But let me come back to the question my friend said. Of course, when you talk about the army, you talk about the leaders of the army. I'm not talking about the soldier on the ground. I'm talking about the leader who lead, starting from the president, the generals, all those commanders who are supposed to command the military, the soldiers on the ground. They are not. They are not ready to do that, which is what defines that the army cannot fight. It cannot fight without the command. You know the army, how they fight. It's a command. You have to have a commander. You have to have logistics. You have to have your boss behind you telling you what to do, how to fight. But if you don't have that, that's defined that the country, the soldier cannot fight without their commanders.
Mulegwa, you talked about talks without preconditions between the administration in Kinshasa, other parties like led by Colonel Nanga and other groups to resolve this conflict. But do you think there is a political will for this? And do you think that is the core issue that will help resolve the ongoing conflict, security conflict in Congo?
Well, I think there's a lot of issues here. There's the issue between President Tshisekedi and the issue between, the issue with Nanga. And then the issue with M23, but there's also regional issues, you know, like We've been going through this for years and years, the issues about Rwanda, the issues about FDLR, and so on and so forth that we hear. I disagree with the Rwandan government that there's a threat from the FDLR against against the Rwandan government. I think the FDLR capacitated fight, the Rwandan government does not exist. But so these are issues that need to be addressed. There's regional issues like between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. This need to be addressed. And
but who will address them? Who will address them, Mulegwa?
The leaders of these countries, mostly the two main players really here, to be honest with you, is President Tshisekedi and President. These are the two main people in this war, and people, they need to deal with these issues, and they need to look at this and try to resolve this issue.
Mulegwa, before I go to Jean-Paul, there have also been concerns that accusations and counter-accusations from both Kinshasa and Kigali have not helped in trying to ease the political tension between them, which subsequently they believe could help resolve the conflict in Congo at the moment. Your thoughts?
Yes, there is a lot of counter-accusation. You know, it is true, like, for instance, the accusation from the Congolese government that Rwandan troops are on the Congolese soil. I mean, there's no question about that, that Rwandan troops are on Congolese soil. I mean, we've seen reports from UN experts and so on and so forth, this accusation. Now, my worry always is that this whole accusation about FDLR being able to fight from Congolese soil into Rwanda, that's a straw man. And I think that they don't have the capacity. The Rwandan army is very, very strong, and I'm sure they can handle the FDLR issue. I think these are other issues. And I think for Rwanda, mostly the problem for Rwanda is an economic issue.
All right.
You know, and that...
I'll come back to you, Mulegwa. Jean-Paul Ruhosha, you heard about the issue. Some people are asking why Uganda or President Museveni is not playing a key role to resolve this. Briefly, before we go.
He have done it. He have done it before. He tried and he talked about it. I can even send you the interview that he did. His advice to the President Tshisekedi said, you should resolve this diplomatically. Sit down with the M23 and the President Nanga, AFC, to be together and you resolve this issue. And he even offered to be a mediator to help to resolve that. But President Tshisekedi until now have denied. Yes, President Museveni have tried and he been trying. Even now, there is an army of Uganda in Congo trying to help to keep their rebels who trying to attack Uganda. So, of course, they are even helping the Congo. So President Museveni have been helping, and he's willing to help more.
You know, some people in Uganda have been linked to the M23 rebels. There was a recent report in the Monitor that, you know, some people in Uganda are helping the M23. But we'll leave it here. Jean-Paul Ruhosha and Mulegwa Zeyindrura, thank you all for the thought-provoking discussion. We appreciate your time. Thanks to our affiliate stations for broadcasting Straight Talk Africa across the continent. We'll see you next week.